Welcome to the Irresistible You podcast. This is the place to get a dose of empowerment to create the life you crave and deserve. I'm your host, Amy Beltran, CEO and founder of Irresistible University. Through the podcast and my signature coaching program, I teach women just like you how to ditch the body image issues, gain confidence, and lose the emotional weight to look and feel irresistible at any size. If you like this podcast, you're going to love working with me inside of my group coaching program. If you would like to learn more about it, including the investment cost, what's included, get client testimonials, and to sign up and enroll, please head over to irresistibleicing.com/course. The link is also in the show notes. All right, so today we are going to be talking about the famous quote that floats all around social media. You see it all over Pinterest when you're up there pinning all your fitspiration and all this kind of mess, pinning your meal plans to your start over on Monday. You know the deal, girl. And I know you see this quote when you're out there doing that. And it says, there's different variations of it, but it says something like, losing weight is hard, being fat is hard, pick your hard. And like I said, there's all kinds of variations of this, but you get the drift. You get what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about. I know you've seen it. I bet you have it on one of your boards. I know there's people out there that are critics of this. They don't really like the quote for whatever reason. But you know what? I think there's a lot of truth to this. I think it is true. And I want to unpack it with you here today on this episode. So let's talk about it. Being fat is hard. It is. Losing weight is hard. It is. So ultimately, yeah, it comes down to choose your hard. And we all know that it's not as simple. It's not as easy as it sounds, right? It's kind of equivalent to, you know, someone telling you, a doctor or a nutritionist or whomever, saying something like, eat less, move more. That's all you have to do. And we all know that that's the truth. That is how we lose weight, right? But there's a whole bunch of other stuff in between that we need to address. And that's kind of what I want to do with this quote here, because the quote is true. You know, being overweight, being the fat girl is hard. And it's hard for a lot of reasons. It's hard mentally, it's hard emotionally, and it's hard physically too. Are the fat girl. And you guys, I use that term because it's a term that I grew up thinking and hating, and it has had so much emotional sting behind it because of the way it's been used to harm me in the past. And I use it because I know it's relatable. I use it to take that sting out of it, to take that power away from it. And I use it because you know what it means. Okay. Nobody says the brown hair girl and that's supposed to hurt. Nobody says the short girl and that's supposed to hurt, right? When I hear people say, well, fat is just an adjective, it's like, yeah, that is true. It is just an adjective. But the way people use it towards you, it's never to describe you. Its intention is to hurt you. So I use that phrase because I know it's familiar, because I know that you understand what I'm saying. So anyway, I kind of went off on that for a minute. But yes, being the fat girl is hard. It's hard because there's emotional pain that's attached to that. And the emotional pain, I would argue all day long, is worse than any physical pain. The mental anguish, the constant obsessive thoughts and just thinking about, oh my God, am I the fattest one in the room? Is this chair gonna, am I gonna fit in the chair? Am I gonna fit in the pants? Am I gonna fit this? Am I gonna fit that? It's like there's so much emotional bullshit weight that is attached to being the overweight fat girl. Okay. Then there's, you know, the mental piece where it just consumes your thoughts. And sometimes this turns into other things like depression and anxiety and just all these other components. And then, yes, there's the physical piece of it. You know, a certain amount of weight that you can gain, or, you know, and this is going to be different for everybody because everybody is different. But there, and you know what your number is, you know what your level is, you know what your tolerance is for this. there is an amount of physical pain that comes with being overweight, whether that's the aches and pains on your joints, whether that is a lack of flexibility, a lack of being able to walk without being winded, not being able to bend down and tie your shoes, not being able to wipe your own ass. Like, let's keep it real, y'all. This is the truth. The truth is being fat is fucking hard. Okay. There are so many things that come into it. And what's so interesting, and this is one of the things in the Irresistible You coaching program that we talk about a lot when it comes to breaking the rules and undoing all of your thoughts, you have so many beliefs and rules and things that you have created for yourself that are so deeply embedded in just how you act and who you are that you don't even realize it. You don't even realize it. And so that stuff runs deep and it's hard. It's hard to live that way. It's hard to live in a body that you don't like. It's hard to live in a body that you probably hate. It's hard to live in a body that you feel like has betrayed you. Like, there's just so many layers to that, right? And let's just honor that it is hard. It is hard. It's hard right now. It's hard when you're kind of in this place of you've just always been this way and you've never really thought of doing things any way different, okay? But you know what? Losing weight is also hard. It's hard because you have to change what you've been doing your whole life. You have to, and here's the thing, guys, it's not hard because of, I mean, yes, there are times where it's hard because of the food choices and having to cut portions, but that again is like the most tiny part of the puzzle. What's hard about losing weight is because you have to change your mindset. You have to change the way you think. You have to change the way you feel. You have to change the way you speak to yourself. You have to change your lack of discipline. You have to change your lack of consistency. You have to show up for yourself when you don't want to show up for yourself. And that feels hard because you're not used to doing it. And it feels easier to be fat. It feels easier to just say, fuck this, I'm done. I'm going to just like stay in my little, like, I don't have time for this. I don't have time for change. I don't have time to meal plan. I don't have time to go for walks. I don't have time to sit here and journal and talk about my feelings. I don't have time for it. And so there's times where, yeah, you know what? It's easier to do what you've always done. It's easier to not change. It's easier to just stay in your same cycle because it's comfortable and it's familiar, even though it feels hard and painful. And that right there, guys, is the epitome of what I talk about when I say my metaphor about the wet blanket. The wet blanket is that cycle. It's like the wet blanket when it's on top of you, it's miserable, it feels gross, it feels heavy, it feels cold, it feels wet. You're so used to laying under your wet blanket that the thought of taking it off feels so awful. Because when you take that wet blanket off, what's going to happen? It's going to hurt, it's going to sting, you're going to be shivering, you're going to be cold. And you're going to be like that for a little while until you find another blanket that's warm. Or you find that you don't even need a blanket and you can stand on your own 2 feet and go out in the sunshine and get warm and not need the wet blanket at all. So your wet blanket is your bullshit cycle that you keep putting yourself through. Because, and so when you think about it that way, where we talk about, well, yeah, being fat is hard, but it's also just easier because I'm used to it. But the truth of that is it's actually not easy at all. It's not easy at all. So what I want you to think about, by staying stuck in this cycle, the yo-yo diet, body hate, shame cycle, where you're constantly telling yourself you're going to start over tomorrow, and by lunchtime, you've already just gone off the rails, and you hate everything about the way you look, you don't like the way you feel, you literally feel like you want to rip the fat rolls off your body. You literally feel like you just want to take that lower gut and just cut it off. Where you're constantly on the hunt for the desperate diets. You're looking for things out of desperation. You just want it to change, but you're not willing to put in the work yet. None of that is easy. Being stuck in that cycle of constantly having the inner fat bitch dialogue in your brain telling you how worthless you are, how fat you are, how disgusting you are, how you'll never be able to do this. This happens for other people. It doesn't happen for me. The constant beating yourself up. None of that is easy. All of that is miserable. All of that is in your wet blanket. And I want you to think about, what are you losing out on by staying in this cycle? What are you losing by gaining weight? What are you losing? And I want you to actually go and write this shit down. Get a pen and a paper, get you a Google Doc, type it up. I don't care how you do it. That is irrelevant. I want you to get this out. Because you need to see it. You need to visually see on paper what you are losing by staying in this cycle and gaining weight. What are you losing out on? And it probably looks something like this. Not going out with friends. Not going after the things that you want in life. Not feeling good in your own skin. Not being proud of yourself. You can't possibly be proud of yourself when you keep breaking the promise to yourself every day. When you constantly break promises to yourself about how you're going to do good today and you're going to eat well and you're going to go for your walk and then you don't do it, you don't like yourself very much. And think about how many years you have been putting yourself through this process. You have a toxic ass relationship with yourself. So what is it that you're losing out on? You're losing out on time. You're losing out on experiences with your family, with your kids, with your friends, with your spouse. You are losing out on literal years of your life. You are losing out living your best life because you're not willing to stand up for yourself. You're not willing to show up and make space for yourself. So what are you losing out on? How are you losing out at work? Because let me tell you something right now. This stuff is not just surface level. I weigh this number. I don't like the extra fat. And I don't like how I look in that outfit. Girlfriend, it goes way deeper than that. It is infiltrating every single nook and cranny of your life, and I promise you that. From how you wake up in the morning and how you think the day's gonna go, to your sex life, to your relationships, to your work, and to every single nook and cranny of your life. You go to work and you don't want to be seen and you don't want to make a scene. So you stay quiet and you put up with bullshit that you should not be putting up with. You go to a restaurant and they screw up your meal and you don't speak up for yourself because if you speak up for yourself, you're drawing attention to yourself. So how are you making yourself small so that no one sees how big you are? And the truth is, this is why, you know, being overweight and these things can feel so painful because you can't hide it physically. Right? You can hide other addictions to an extent. Okay? You can't hide this. So people can see what you look like. It's not a secret. And hunching over and talking low and not looking at anybody in the eyes and talking like this just makes you look like an overweight person with no confidence. Fucking own who you are. Fucking own that this is who you are right now. But you don't have to stay here either. So when you make yourself small, all you're doing is stripping your own confidence away from yourself. So what things are you turning down? And this is a big one, guys. As the weather is heating up, we're in the middle of spring. We're moving on into summer. You know what's coming. It's shorts weather. It's tank top weather. It's bathing suit weather. It's swim season. It's beach season. It's amusement park season. It's all the things. And how much anxiety are you building up thinking about that stuff? Because you don't want to be seen. So what are you losing by gaining weight and staying in this cycle? What is it that you're losing out on in your life? And when you put that on paper, Let me just say this as like a warning. It should make you cry. It should make you sob. And that is okay. You need to open the door to those feelings. You need to open the floodgates because you're so used to running away and denying your feelings. You need to feel them deeply. Because the only way you're going to move through this is to start recognizing and to stop living in denial. That's it. Okay. And so the next piece of it is like, okay, we know what we're losing. We know what we're losing here, what we're sacrificing. Think of it that way. Because you always say, oh, it's such a sacrifice to lose weight. I got to sacrifice this and yeah, it is a sacrifice. But guess what else? You are sacrificing the irresistible life that you could have for yourself. And is it worth it to you? Is that worth it to you? And you know what the definition of sacrifice is? The destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else. So yes, it is a sacrifice to choose the fruit over the piece of cake. That's a sacrifice. Okay? But you're also sacrificing yourself right now. You're sacrificing the life that you could have. You're sacrificing the amazing part of you that you're stuffing away. You are sacrificing time with your kids. You are sacrificing years off of your life because you're wasting time. And I'm going to say that definition again. The destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else. So you're destroying memories. You're destroying memories that your kids could have of you in the photos, in the memories they could have in their heads, for the sake of overeating, for the sake of not facing your feelings, for the sake of not wanting to deal with the inner fat bitch in your head. Is that worth it to you? Again, choose your hard, because they're both hard. It's hard to stuff your feelings down. It's hard to deny how you're feeling. It's hard to live in denial. It's also hard to sit down and write this list and see on paper what it is you've been doing. But how can you make a change if you don't look it in the eye? You can't. You literally can't. You have to face this stuff, and it's going to feel like your skin's coming off. It's going to feel like you want to scream, and maybe you need to go somewhere and scream and sob and cry and get it out, because this journey is not supposed to be easy. This journey is not supposed to be eat less, move more, and you're going to have your after story. That is surface level bullshit that you have been sold by the diet industry for years, and it's exactly what I said. It's bullshit. So on the opposite, what are you going to gain by losing this part of you? And I don't just mean losing the weight, losing the emotional weight, losing the physical weight. What would you gain by losing all of that? What would you gain? Let's just think about some of this stuff. And it's going to be different for everybody. But it's like, you would gain peace with yourself. Because right now, if you're constantly having these inner fat bitch thoughts and just being pulled in different directions, you have no peace. You would gain the ability to just wake up and not focus on how much you hate yourself. You would be able to put your clothes on and look in the mirror and not beat yourself up. You would gain memories and precious, precious time with your family and yourself. You would gain the life you keep dreaming of, but you keep telling yourself you don't deserve it. You keep telling yourself it happens for other people. You keep telling yourself those goals are too big. Who the hell do you think you are? You would gain pride in yourself because you would finally do what you say you're going to do. You would gain confidence. You would gain the bad bitch attitude that you wish you could have. And that doesn't come just because you get to a certain number. That can come now. You don't have to lose a certain number to start gaining these things. So what do you lose by gaining, and what would you gain by losing? Please write this down and then come in the Facebook group and let's share it and let's talk about it, because we need to normalize what this is like for other people on their journeys. We cannot do this in an isolated bubble where we never talk about it, because that's part of the problem and what got you where you are today. Is you feel like no one understands, no one's going to get me. Well, let me tell you, there's a community, a free community on Facebook of 2,000 plus women who all understand what we're talking about. And let me just say this. It feels hard sometimes because you just wish it could be done for you. It feels hard because you have to do the work. It feels hard because you have to make it an effort. You have to make this a priority. You have to. If you do not prioritize yourself and your health, it won't happen. But let me say this, and this is the most empowering thing, and I want you to like let this sink in. What feels like the hardest piece of it is actually the most empowering. Because you literally have all the power sitting inside of you to change your life, not tomorrow, starting right now as you're listening to this. You do. Not your partner, not your wife, not your husband, not your kids, not your boss, you. Not the personal trainer that you think you're going to hire, and not even me. Even if you're working with me or you want to work with me, I don't have the ability to do the work for you. I can encourage you, I can inspire you, I can motivate you, I can coach you through all of it, but you are the only person who has the power to change your life. And if you can think about that as the most empowering statement you have ever heard, you are in full control over what goes in your mouth, you are in full control over how you want this to go. No matter the circumstances. Circumstances do not apply to this. Circumstances we cannot change. What is a circumstance? Losing your job, going through a pandemic, getting a divorce. Like some of these big circumstances that you say, well, I was doing so good until the divorce, or I was doing so good until the pandemic. And those are your excuses, because it's like choosing your heart again. Because it's just easier to say, fuck it, I'm not doing this right now. I got too much on my plate. But staying where you're at while you're going through something extremely hard, that's harder. You are in full control over what this is going to look like. If you want to change your life, if you want to look different, if you want to feel different, if you want to, you know, finally break the walls and the shell that you have built around yourself by making yourself small, we'll get that hammer out and let's start breaking it down, because you get to do that. Nobody else. You know, and a lot of this stuff feels hard because we talked about this last week. Like, you don't have any other outlet for relief in your life. The first question I would ask myself is, why do I need relief from the life I'm living? What is going on in my life right now that I have no relief and none of that built into my schedule? What is going on right now? Is this a season of life? Is this temporary? What is going on here? Okay. And I shared my own personal struggles with that, of like just being in a season right now with an infant and a 4-year-old and a business and working from home and a pandemic and the isolation. And it's like, of course there's no relief right now. And the relief that I do have is far and few between. But that will change. And I started taking some other steps in the past week to make some serious changes to make things better for me right now. Okay? It feels hard because you don't have another outlet. You're not doing things for yourself. You don't have time for yourself. You have to make yourself a priority. Because let me tell you something, no one else is going to do it. It feels hard because you feel entitled. We call this the entitled fat girl syndrome. You feel entitled that your life is so hard and you're so stressed out that you just deserve a treat. I deserve it because I'm so entitled. And that entitlement is not scooting you towards your goals. That entitlement is not getting you where you want to be. And it's also hard because you don't like to tell yourself no. It goes back to the entitlement. You don't want to have to tell yourself no. And it's hard because you decided it was hard. So I know that's the quote, like, choose your heart, and that's what we're talking about. But hopefully with everything I've shared up until this point, you're going to start seeing this differently because you are sacrificing something for another. So choose your sacrifice. What is that going to be? Because if you just decide this is hard, then okay, it's going to always feel hard. But what if you decide it's going to be hard? It's going to be challenging. There's going to be some sacrifices, but it's going to be worth it because I deserve better, because I know it can be better. And let me get this clear with you guys. Your future can only produce the deposits you're sticking away right now. Your future can only produce what you're depositing right now. So if you're depositing self-hate, pity, victimhood, shame, guilt, overeating, not moving, all those kinds of things, well, then your life in 6 months from now is going to look even worse. Your life 6 months from now is going to be harder, heavier, and more miserable, because that's what you're putting away. That's what you're depositing today. What you deposit today is what your future is going to look like. So if you start depositing self-love, respect, learning how to treat yourself better, learning how to talk differently, learning how to take pride in your appearance, learning how to eat better, learning how to move your body that feels good, 6 months from now, night and day. And again, it's up to you. It's not up to your coach. It's not up to Weight Watchers. It's not up to anyone else but you. How do you want that to look? Choose it. Choose your sacrifice. Would you rather sacrifice lounging on the couch from 8 to 11 eating for feeling so good about yourself 6 months from now? Because not even just the weight, guys. The weight is the small piece. Imagine how lighter you would feel getting rid of the guilt and the shame and the inner fat bitch dialogue. How different you would feel. How different you would feel if you could look in the mirror and actually like the woman that you are. I didn't say your body. I said like the woman that you are. What if you could be somebody that shows up for herself? What if you could be someone who keeps promises? What if you could be someone who sets a good example for her kids about what it means to have good self-esteem and self-love and have a relationship with yourself that doesn't revolve around food and Netflix? What do you want? What do you want for yourself? How much longer are you going to sit here hosting your pity party? Your pity party of one. How much longer? Because we're not getting any younger. Last time I checked, that sure as hell isn't happening. So how much more time, minutes, days, hours, years, weeks are you willing to waste? Because let's be very clear. When you choose to hide, when you choose to sit at home, when you choose to self-isolate because you don't want anyone to see you, you're choosing to waste time. You're choosing to take that time and throw it down the toilet. And that's on you. And that should make you sad. And that should make you angry. So what is it that you want? What is your heart? What would you rather be doing? Would you rather do the work to undo the emotional weight, the rules, the beliefs, the things that you have for yourself? Would you rather do that and know that you're going to become the woman you always dreamed of becoming? Or would you rather sit there and feel entitled to your muffins and your cookies and your cupcakes and say, fuck it, I'll start over tomorrow? Knowing damn well you're not going to. Knowing damn well by noon, by lunch, it's all out the window. Choose your heart. Choose your sacrifice. What's it going to be? It's your choice. It's your decision. So, again, let's wrap this up. I want you to make a list. What are you losing by gaining? What are you losing out on in your life by gaining weight? And what would you gain by losing? What would that look like? And please take a screenshot, DM it to me on Instagram at Irresistible Icing. Share it inside of the Facebook group. Go in the group, write a post, and share it. Have accountability. If you don't have anyone else to be accountable to, that is your place to be accountable. Come into the Facebook group and post it. Don't wait for me to post something. Go in the group, start a new post, share your image, and be accountable and get all the cheers and all the yes girls that you need to have for this journey, because that's what's in that group. And it's absolutely free. That's part of the work that has to be done. It's not about a meal plan. It's not about how many steps a day should I get in. Like, yeah, those things matter, but this matters more. Because until you create the relationship with yourself, none of those things are going to be relevant. So, all right, guys, I hope this is helpful. If it is, head over to the Facebook group. And if this podcast is helping you, I would love it if you could go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts and leave a rating and review. That means everything. I love you guys. I will talk to you soon. Until next time, stay irresistible. Bye, guys.